USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's been spring for more than 3 weeks, but don't tell that to over 200 million residents of the central U.S. suffering under a powerful wintry storm. National Weather Service forecaster Mark Chouinard says good news is the frozen stuff should be ending soon.
We've already had reports, though, of some areas over 20 inches of snow across South Dakota with the system, and still getting some, at least a couple more additional inches.
A man was killed in Colorado yesterday when he lost control of his vehicle and slammed head-on into a snowplow. Many roads are still closed in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Minnesota, and there are still many airline delays and cancellations. The Trump administration's new policy on transgender people in the military taking effect today. It orders service members to identify as their biological sex. And this is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
There is a report that the Trump administration on two occasions urged U.S. immigration officials to release migrants onto the streets of sanctuary cities as retaliation against the president's political adversaries, essentially Democrats. The Washington Post reports it's reviewed email messages and spoken to Homeland Security officials. It says ICE's legal department ended up rejecting the idea, saying it was illegal as well as inappropriate. The U.S. is charging Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks co-founder, with conspiracy to commit hacking of a classified Defense Department computer. Last night, Hillary Clinton says he needs to answer those charges, but she said she finds some irony in his arrest.
I do think it's a little ironic that he may be the only foreigner that this administration would welcome to the United States.
That from a speaking engagement last night in New York, and this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Attorney Michael Avenatti, who once represented porn star Stormy Daniels, facing a 36-count federal indictment.
Avenatti's been indicted by a federal grand jury for fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. The grand jury in Southern Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell dismissing the concept of Medicare for all, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Mitch McConnell is dismissing Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all plan that was announced on Wednesday. The senator didn't mince words when talking to Fox News about Sanders' plan.
It ought to be called Medicare for none. 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance many of them have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal, which would eliminate a whole lot of jobs. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.